This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juliet Montañez. Date of birth, October 25th, 2004. Case ID number is 7401774. Date of exam, October 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from a medical condition form that the claimant filled out. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single female who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with her mother to evaluate allegations of duplicate chromosome number 11, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, anxiety/depression, and borderline intellectual level. The claimant presently lives with her mother in a rented apartment, and the mother is also disabled. The claimant has been on disability for 7 years and did finish high school in a special ed environment. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry, and sometimes throwing the trash out. She does not go to the grocery store because she's afraid of getting COVID. Her stepfather died of COVID-19. Allegation number one. Number two, number three, and number four, duplicate chromosome number 11 with attention deficit hyperactive disorder, anxiety/depression, and borderline intellectual level. The mother states that in 2014, her daughter started to develop anxiety and depression and states that she has always been born with a borderline intellectual function, although she was able to finish high school in a special ed setting. She has a duplicate chromosome number 11. Mother states that she does not have hyperactive disorder, just attention deficit disorder. Her condition is congenital. The claimant suffers from insomnia, mild decreased appetite, weight loss, nervousness, sadness, with crying spells, decreased motivation, concentration, anger episodes, and also a decreased IQ intelligence. The claimant appears to be very slow at performing multiple tasks and has difficulty completing any tasks that are given to her. At the present time, she's on buspirone hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, escitalopram, 5 milligrams QD. The mother has attempted to find her some kind of working environment that she can perform, but has been unsuccessful. Her condition at this time is stable. She denies any suicidal ideation or attempts in the past, and the claimant appears to be somewhat depressed and is not being treated for this condition at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Francisco Torres. She takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, which does give her relief. And she does do a little bit of physical activity of walking in the park. Family history, father, she did not know her father. Her mother is 48 and suffers from congestive heart failure, hypertension, and has a pacemaker with diabetes mellitus. Medications, buspirone, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, escitalopram, 5 milligrams QD, cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, duplicated chromosome number 11, comma, attention deficit disorder, comma, anxiety slash depression, comma, borderline intellectual function, comma, with a mildly low IQ, comma. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight is 91 pounds. The claimant has lost approximately 14 pounds since last visit to her doctor. Height, 5 feet. BP, 116 over 77 mmHg. Heart rate, 60 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 18.5. 18.0. General. This is an 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress but appears to be somewhat depressed. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian presented to my office for a disability examination with her mother. Her mother did have to help her with some of the details of her condition, but the claimant appeared to be able to explain most of what was going on. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic, atraumatic head. She does have a very high palatal arch in her mouth. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat depressed for the time. She did have clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant's IQ is mildly and borderline low. Reflexes, the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to the last page? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well with some minor limitations secondary to very mild low IQ, but is able to carry on a conversation and does understand the things going on around her. She has no other restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time and could possibly be trained to do some kind of job where minimal intellectual ability is needed. Probable diagnoses, number one, duplicated chromosome number 11, not confirmed with medical records or physical exam. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant's mother states that she just has attention deficit disorder and has graduated from high school and from a special ed program. Number three, anxiety / depression. The claimant is being treated for anxiety and more likely than not would benefit from medication for depression. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number four, borderline intellectual level, dash confirmed with physical examination, which appears to be mild. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juliet Montanes.